This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, it's an amazing topic. Who is Allah? Why is He worthy of worship? He's worthy of worship because He made me and I'm going to go back to Him. When I go back to Him, subhanAllah, it's just going to be one of those amazing days. You know, when before you were born, you were in the womb of your mother. And I always love giving this example. As you come onto the earth, you never ever remember what it was like there in the womb of your mother. But if you knew how tight it became and how difficult and small it became in the womb, and then suddenly you crossed a membrane and you were in a place you never believed existed. It was so different. And there was just a membrane between you and what we know today as life. Well, in a similar way, you're going to cross through sakarat, or the pangs of death, and you cross through a small membrane, again, where your soul departs the body, and you will then float into something known as al-barzakh. It is a certain place that Allah's kept as a transition between this life and the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. And we will float straight through that and go in such an amazing, unique way. I can't wait for that day. Subhanallah. Try your best. Seek forgiveness of Allah and have hope in the mercy of Allah. Better your ways and habits. Try and understand revelation. When Allah says do something or don't do something, ask yourself, why is this? Not because I'm defying Allah. Just if I understand this, it's much better. There is always an explanation. But even if you don't understand it, remember, Allah knows better than you. You know, when your mom tells you don't play with the knife, but you enjoy it. It's silver. It looks nice. You're going to cut yourself. And then when you cut yourself, your mom says, didn't I tell you? Well, Allah's example is higher. Allah says, don't do this and don't do that. When Allah's prohibited adultery and fornication, He's prohibited sexual misconduct, He's prohibited immorality and evil, bad words, He's prohibited worshipping anyone or anything besides Him, He's prohibited insulting others, He wants you to be just and fair, He wants you to be disciplined, completely disciplined. He wants you to pray, to get up at a certain time, to sleep at a certain time. May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. And sincerely, sometimes we actually make mistakes and we do wrong intentionally or unintentionally, but not out of defiance of Allah.